Hey everybody, Jack here from Radio Lore. I'm sitting down today at KW Welcome Fest with the band House Cat. How are y'all today?
Hey.
What's up?
Hi, we're doing good.
Awesome. It's great to meet you all. We got Shannon, Emily, and Caleb. That's so great. So I guess tell me a bit about your band.
Well, we are House Cat. We're all Laurier undergrads right now. And we kind of just formed this band as a summer project. I had this gig booked a while back with a different group under the same name, but we went through a lineup change. And so now we're here today. And that's exciting. It's our first gig together as this lineup. So
awesome. Sweet. Did y'all know each other beforehand or was it?
I don't think you two knew each other. Did you?
No.
No. Yeah. We played together and then we took classes together and talked about writing songs together. So then, just kind of formed.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the three of you are music students?
Yes.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah. I'm a little curious about just the name House Cat. Where did that name come from?
Oh. I think, so it was a name that I came up with a different group of people, but it was kind of, we write like very like acoustic, stripped type of music. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of a joke about being like indoor cats and like not being very introverted and wanting to keep that as part of our shtick for being a musician, awesome. Being a music group. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Are the three of you all cat people or is it kind of all over the place?
You're a dog person, aren't you?
I do like cats, but I do. Dogs are very close to my heart. So I don't know. I think a little bit in between. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a cat person.
You definitely.
Yeah. I think I'm a cat person. Yeah.
I like cats. I like dogs more. Mm-hmm. But I'd say I'm like a kangaroo person.
I feel that. Kangaroos are awesome.
Okay, so this just in, we're going to have to change our name.
House dog house or kangaroo. House kangaroo. Yeah. Something there in the middle. Yeah, that's awesome. So I feel like indie bands have very different styles between each different band. How would you describe your style of music to someone who had never heard your music?
I feel like, well, right now for this one, we're all acoustic. I don't know if it's going to stay that way forever, but right now, I guess I'd say like acoustic, easy listening, like indie folk, like
just sad.
Just yeah, we're just saying descriptor words right now. This
is really depressing.
Devastating. A cry for help.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly. I mean, we both listen to a lot of like Phoebe Bridgers, Boy Genius type of stuff, and I don't know. Right now, it's very acoustic, very soft. Kind of easy listening, but not really emotionally easy.
Yeah, no. Like awkward core. Awkward core. Yeah, I feel like that's a good word for us.
I like that. Yeah. Do you find there are any like benefits or drawbacks from kind of sticking with acoustic?
I mean, for this one, it was mostly like we knew we were playing the acoustic stage, so that's kind of what we planned around. Again, it's our first gig as this lineup, so it was very easy to kind of like mold how we wanted to do this show around what we knew we were going to have and what we had to work within. I feel like in the future we will definitely, like, Caleb's a sick guitarist, and so we would love to be able to bring some of that into
I'm really interested to see where we go from here, because like we had sort of short notice for this and just like put it together acoustic gig, but I know we all have a lot of other influences and it'll be really interesting to see how we can like mix those together and see what the end result is, because now it's just like chill acoustic stuff, which we all like, but there's a lot more we could do with it too, right?
Yeah. And we all play as like solo musicians too, so this has been interesting, like trying to like really make sure that we're supporting each other like as a group instead of individual musicians.
Yeah, like bring all your own kind of individual touches into it. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned influences. I'm curious about who, kind of individually and as a group, your influences are, both artists but also non-artists. Maybe things like family members, people you know, nature, just stuff out and about.
Can we talk about the bone thing?
Oh, yes. Right.
Okay, so Emily and I, when we started writing songs together, you know, when you like start writing with somebody, it's always that awkward thing where you like sit down and you're like, well, what do we write about? Like, you can, there's so many options. And I don't know what was going on that day. We were both just like kind of hyper and like had a lot of coffee.
We did not write anything that day.
No, we didn't.
We were just like talking. We talked about influences. We talked about like what we wanted to write about. And we were like, I don't know how it came up, but I was like, yeah, I kind of want to write a song about like bones or something like that. Like, I don't know. And now we have like,
well, we tried to like write a song, but then we only came up with a chord progression. And then I went home and wrote one of our songs, Play Dead, which is about like rats and bones. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wrote it after I watched Fantastic Mr. Fox. And I got a lot of ideas. And then like literally the next week you were like, I started writing a bone song. And that ended up being Skeleton Man, which we ended up writing together. It was the first song that we wrote together.
But in terms of like artists or anything, I don't know. I feel like we all have different, I mean, Shannon knows like every indie band you could imagine. Like Shannon always knows like niche cool stuff. For me, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. We have a lot of different,
I feel like you and I have a lot of similar influences.
Shannon and I definitely have a lot of similar influences. I'm definitely also like, as a solo musician, I do a lot of like folk, some slight like old country influences as well.
Caleb likes to scream. Like, that's, yeah. Nice. Caleb's a, yeah.
I don't know. I have a bunch of different, like, influences. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of all over the place. I like really soft stuff, but then I've also been getting into, like, heavier music, too. So it'd be awesome to try to mix that in somehow. Just, like, I think it'd be cool to have, like, a really large variety and this different sounds you, like, are able to do in one setting. Like, if you can do cool acoustic stuff, but then also, like, go super crazy. Like, that's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's very, you see that with like indie groups, that you kind of see their sound change throughout their time together and then solo stuff. And you mentioned Phoebe Bridgers, she wears the bone, the skeleton outfit. There it is.
That's definitely an influence, especially for Shannon and I. Yeah, and I don't know if we were even thinking about that, but
there better be Phoebe Bridgers fans today.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know why we put songs.
That's good. Yeah, I got to hear those songs too, Play Dead and Skeleton Man, and they were awesome. I thought they were great. Okay. Yesterday, I was scrolling through Instagram, and you posted a little clip of Skeleton Man, and I was like, "This is really great. Who is this?" And I went, "Oh my god, this is the band that I'm interviewing tomorrow."
So awesome.
Yeah. So how did y'all kind of get involved with Welcome Fest?
So I am a sound technician. Ooh. And so. Mm-hmm. I started shadowing Jonah, the sound tech here, the house sound tech, back in like April, May-ish type. And then I shadowed with him for a while, and then I started getting my own gigs, but they've been awesome to me here. Like, they still let me come in for concerts, which is nice. I take photos sometimes here too. And Martina, the general manager, had just reached out and asked if I was interested. Wow. And awesome. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a really cool venue.
Yeah, well, yeah. We got this gig like exactly around the time when the lineup changed. And so I was scrambling. I was like, we have like a month to make a show happen.
Nice.
And yeah, I think we did it. We did it. So
awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I've been here a few times. Got to see some old Radio Laureate people perform here.
Oh, very cool.
Which was very cool. A lot of fun. Yeah. And so yeah, you mentioned having kind of different musical backgrounds. I'm curious about, I feel like your main instrument in your music today is the acoustic guitar. I'm curious what other instruments the three of you play and any like specific instruments that you want to incorporate later on in your music?
Well, I would say definitely for me, my biggest strengths would be guitar and vocals, but I can play a little bit of keyboard.
Ooh, nice.
And I did play the trombone back in high school.
Awesome.
Very
off the trombone.
Very poorly. So we could definitely try to incorporate it. I don't know how that's gonna sound. Yeah, I don't know. I'll pass it.
Yeah, so I'm playing guitar for this band, obviously, but usually I play bass and I sing.
Oh, nice.
So this has been fun. It's actually easier, arguably, to play guitar and sing at the same time, which has been fun. I really like that we trade off lead vocals. Like, that is really helpful in a band setting of, like, I get to breathe once in a while. I feel like adding bass and drums in is, like, very... very possible thing that we would add in the future.
I mostly play guitar. I like to sing as well.
Nice.
Play a little bit of keyboard. I first got into music playing bass which mm-hmm. was pretty fun, is like yeah. got my name picked out of the hat. So I got lucky there. And then I also play a mean kazoo. So hopefully I can incorporate that a little bit somehow.
Love it.
I just want to add that Emily is a really skilled foot tambourine. Tambourinist?
Yes. I saw the
tambourine.
I didn't know that was a thing. And then I saw it today and I went, oh my God, that's awesome. Oh yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, see, that comes from my career as as an independent, just on my own, solo performer. Mm. So I started playing that because I was like, okay, I need something else going on. Like, especially when you're playing shows where there's bands and stuff, it's like, I don't know mm-hmm. how to compete as a solo musician. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm going to incorporate some foot yeah. tambourine, some mm-hmm. drum stuff, for anything I could use my mm-hmm. feet for while I'm playing, basically. And then we were going to use a shaker, but we never ended up bringing one. So it just,
I forgot it at home.
It's okay. I think the foot tambourine is working for us right mm-hmm. now. Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's still stuck with me, even though now we're in a band, so yeah. I don't have to do it, but wonderful. It's fun.
Nice. Yeah, I love seeing that, like how different ways that bands add like the tambourine into music, because you see like the tambourine on like the hi-hat, tambourine on the foot, like yeah. awkwardly holding a tambourine while you're playing the guitar.
Next time we'll tape it to Caleb's head and he'll headbang.
You need one of those like one-man band outfits, like the bass drum on the back.
But each of us get one of those.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's got to be something. There's something there. We'll edit that out so we can save it for our own ideas. That's great. Are there any artists or songs or music that is just wildly outside of your genre, but you would love to just take a shot at covering a song?
Oh, we've been talking about, like, okay, so there's this artist named mm. Pat the Bunny, he's like an anarchist folk Ooh. Punk guy, and he does that nice. Thing where he like tries to like it's purposely very unedited and raw, mm-hmm. And so a lot of the songs are just like horrendous to listen to.
lyrically like incredible and like so, like he's so talented, but like to listen to it, it's just like, mm-hmm. like it's hard to
yeah. Especially for like, we try and make everything like overly like soft yeah, and pretty and like, so we've been talking about like trying to cover mm-hmm. something like that, or like one of my favorite like covers mm-hmm. is a cover of Skulls by Misfits. That's mm-hmm. a ukulele cover. Yes.
By it the fits Prettiest. With the bones too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right back
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do a soft the artist would hate.
Defeat the point of all of that.
Yeah, I don't remember what company it is. There's a company that does on YouTube like covers, and it's the idea of like, it's that idea of artists covering different ones, and they had like the Wiggles covered Elephant by Tame Impala, and I just like, I love that version so much because the guitar That's breakdown awesome. Is Fruit Salad.
Oh,
and it's so good.
I feel like it'd be a fun game to like, you have to do a cover of someone and you have to make it so that the original artist would hate it. Like, that's the whole point. Like, how can you that's make great. This cover so different that the original artist hates you now?
That's awesome. Yeah. And I love that style of like the really like, just like almost like out of tune, just like purposefully sounds bad. And my acoustic guitar is really old, and so I tell myself I kind of give
it's
myself that excuse.
It's a stylistic choice.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, the one string's supposed to sound like that on purpose. I make it that way. Oh, man. So here's a question. What dinosaur do you think would be the best at music?
Not the T-Rex. Foot tambourine, maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
No arms.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like a T-Rex could rock like a keytar.
You could put like a tambourine on each of the spikes on like a stegosaurus or something. Like, mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd have to get creative. Definitely you'd have to get creative. Maybe one of the smaller ones. I don't know. They're like
a little like one of the
Yeah, like a velociraptor, I feel like would be mm-hmm. really like just unhinged and feral. Like maybe something really heavy.
Mm.
I don't know.
I feel that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so where can people find you online? Like, what are your handles? Do you have any music out online?
So we haven't recorded anything yet. Like I said, mm-hmm. like we literally threw this together a month ago. It's kind of a miracle that we made it work. But right now we're on Instagram at Housecat mm-hmm. Music. I think that's also our TikTok handle. And yeah, we have Facebook. You're right. I made a Facebook. Yeah. And I think that's all that we have right now.
It'd be cool to record. I feel like we threw this together and it ended up working better. Than we expected, and I'm having fun. So I feel like if we could, I don't know, we could go in a lot of different directions, but hopefully we'd be able to do that eventually.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and so being an indie band in 2022, you now kind of have to also deal with social media. How has that kind of been?
So I begrudgingly downloaded TikTok after like so long of not. So yeah, I guess I'm one of them now. But yeah, it's been interesting trying to like come up with content and like, Caleb doesn't use social media. So Emily and I have been splitting the duties. I mean, Emily's the TikTok queen, so.
Well, I don't want to admit to that, but I will say being in a band, one of the best things is you don't have to do like all the promotion and stuff like by yourself. It's so awkward as like a solo musician trying to come up with all that stuff on your own. So it's kind of nice being with other people. I don't think we can tell our TikTok story, but it's fun.
Go for it. Yeah.
Do I have to say it? Okay. Well, I'm going to embarrass you. Okay. So I actually don't know who this is more embarrassing for out of all of us. So we tried to make one of those, like, you know, the trend on TikTok where it's like, guess who our drummer is?
Yes.
And it's all of us.
I saw that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we did that. And I mean, the joke is that we don't have a drummer. Like all of us are terrible drummers. None of us should be allowed to go anywhere near a drum kit ever. But at the beginning of the video, Caleb makes a laughing sound that like it's just like an exhale that was just like kind of like it was like a like kind of thing. Yeah, it was a laugh. But Emily, who controls our TikTok,
okay. It sounded like feel free to edit this out. I would describe it as sounding like a shark. So I put that in the caption above as it appeared, and I sort of just put it up.
I think I also said, don't put it above Caleb's head. They're going to think Caleb sharked. And you said, I'm going to move it.
So I moved it up high, but it was still close enough to Caleb. I thought people would know it was a joke, but a lot of the comments were like, oh my God, I can't believe actually did that mid-recording and you guys posted it. Like, I can't believe it. And
they're calling him Shart Guy in the comments.
Oh no. That's how you go viral. That's how you do it.
Yeah, well, it's our TikTok with the most views currently, so.
Definitely not viral, but our most successful one.
Yeah, that's a big part about TikTok is kind of sacrificing a bit of yourself.
Your dignity.
To go viral.
You sacrifice the member who doesn't have social media, so he'll never really know unless we tell him.
We can say anything we want to say about Caleb, and he will never know if we don't want him to.
That's true.
Update video. He did.
Wow. Social media, 2022. It's great. Yeah. It's funny because I feel like indie bands, a big part of it is you're kind of on your own, you're doing this thing, but in today you kind of have to use social media.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, but
yeah. It's not very cool, laid back, all about the art. Yeah. But you gotta do it.
You gotta sell it.
Yeah. And you see so many artists going huge because of like TikTok. One sound goes viral and then from there they're able to make more.
Yeah. Unpredictable as well, which is hard, but it's kind of fun.
It's exciting. I think that about wraps it up for all this. Thank you all so much coming on today. I'm really excited to see y'all perform.
We're
in
excited
a bit.
To play.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. Don't forget, everyone, check out at House Cat Music, Instagram and TikTok, and thank you all for sitting here with me today.
Meow.
Meow.
And meow. We'll see y'all later. Thank you.